Hey, I'm working on a project right now, so I can't do a full-blown tutorial, but as I'm cutting some stuff out, I thought I could bring up a little something I was thinking about. It was something that someone asked me one time. Do you need steady hands to be a stop-motion animator? So, of course, I can only speak with my own experience, but from my perspective, I'm someone who's born with very naturally unsteady hands. And I've been doing art my whole life. Before I got into filmmaking, I was doing drawing. And I was able to draw with a pretty legit amount of detail for someone with massively steady on hands. Massively unsteady hands. Like, look, I'll show you right here. Look, I hold my hand out. It's naturally got a wiggle. And sometimes it's shaking like that. And that's just the way I've been ever since I was young. So, will it help you as a stop motion animator if you are surgically steady? Yeah, I'm sure it would, but I know nothing about that because I've had unsteady hands my whole life. And the most important thing for me has been having an eye to see what it is that I want to create. So, if I'm not liking something that my hands are doing, I'll use something else. I'll move it with this. I'll try to be as slow as possible. I'll find ways to brace my hand against other things, like this part of my hand. And of course, I know that makes smudges and prints if you're using glass, but somehow I've managed. So my answer is no, I don't think you need steady hands to be a good stop motion animator. And at the end of the day, if the stuff you make via stop motion is just too unsteady, you always have the option to fix it in post. And I do that a lot. So, all those out there who are worried about getting into stop motion because they're not sure if they can be steady enough to do the tiny micro movements that are required to make fluid animation, don't be so hard on yourself. Have fun. Bring a character to life. Find the joy in the process. And sometimes just go frenzy style, buck wild. I used to use the term fast and furious when I was teaching some drawing lessons for Mark Kistler's program. He's an amazing, amazing drawing instructor for kids, but also for adults too. And I grew up on his stuff, watching his things. And I think that's a message that he ingrained in me is there are no mistakes. It's only a mistake if you say it's a mistake. If you don't like the way something is that you've done, do something else to it to improve it. You don't have to be tactical. You don't have to be surgical. If you are, there's nothing wrong with that. It's fantastic for you. But if you're someone like me who has unsteady hands, there are ways to get around it and to be creative and to do well enough that you can make a living doing it. So that's my little scissor side chat for today.